Good morning, all. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Yoma. So we said last time on Friday the concept that when it comes to the Trumas Hadeshen, they used to determine who got to do it, who got to remove the ashes from the altar based on a lottery. And then we said that there were four other lotteries. So today we'll learn the other three lotteries that used to take place in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. HaPayas HaSheni, the second lottery, determined Mi Shochet, who got to Shech the Korban Tamid, Mi Zorek, who got to throw its blood on the altar, Mi Medashin Mizbeach HaPanimi, who got to take the ashes off the inner altar, right, where the Ketores is brought, Umi medashin es menorah, who gets to clear the ashes from the menorah? Umi ma'ale ivarim lakevesh, and who gets to carry the limbs from the korban tamid up the ramp of the altar? And the people in the following list, they got to place the limbs on, as we said, on the bottom half of the ramp. So who are these people? What are the different honors that we gave out? So there were six in total, six different people who got to carry limbs from the tamid off the up the altar. Harosh v'haregel. One person got to carry the head and the back right leg. Now, it's kind of weird. Why would you combine the back, the head and the back right leg? So the answer seems to be, the commentaries say that the head is like not really a very meaty part. So even though it's the front of the animal, it's not the most coveted thing to bring up. So we say, give the back right leg with it, which is very meaty. So you bring them both together. Ushtei hayadayim. The two front legs, ha'oketz v'haregel, the tail and the back left leg, hechazeh v'hagira, the chest and the neck, ushtei ha'defanos, and the next person would bring the two sides of the animal, v'akravayim, the next person would bring the innards, and in total that list was all the six different people. V'hasoles, another person that was determined in this lottery, was who got to bring up the flour that came with the mincha offering that came with the karban tamid, v'chavitin, who gets to carry the chavitin, which is the Kohen Gadol's mincha offering that he used to bring every single day. V'hayayin, who gets to bring the wine that, again, was brought with the Korban Tamid. Shlosha asar kohanim zachuvo. In total, there were 13 people, 13 kohanim, that won in this lottery that got to do all these various honors on a given day. Amar ben Azai, lefnei Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Ben Azai said before Rabbi Akiva, the name of Rabbi Yeshua, derech yilucho haya kariv. He says, no, actually, you're wrong. Those six people that you said bring up the various parts of the Korban Tamid. It's true; those are the six parts, but they bring them in a different order. They're brought in the order of how the animal walks. So you'll notice that we said first you bring the head and the back right leg, then you bring the two front legs, and then you bring the tail, and then the chest comes after. So he says no, the way that it walks. So that order seemingly would be the head goes first with the back right leg. Again, there's a special dispensation for that one specifically. Then the chest and the neck, then the two front legs, the two sides, the tail, and then and the back left leg. That's how they would be brought according to this second opinion. Okay, Mishnah Dalet Hapayas Hashlishi, the third lottery, Chadashim Laktoris Bo V'Havisu. The person who was in charge that day would announce whoever is new, whoever has not had the honor of bringing the Ketores offering, all of you should come forward and participate in this lottery. So they would only take from the people who had never brought the Ketores before. And among those people, they chose who got to bring the Ketores that day. The Haravi in the fourth lottery, Chadashim Im Yeshanim, the person announced whether you are new here or old here, everyone's invited for this lottery, and that is Mima Ale Ivarim Menakevish V'Lamazbeach. Who gets to bring the limbs? We said we brought the limbs to the ramp, but not onto the altar itself to be brought into the fire. So this fourth lottery was to determine who got to bring the limbs from the Korban Tamid from the ramp itself onto the altar so that they could be burned in the fire. Although this was divided into six people for the first to put the limbs down on the ramp. For this final one, one single person used to bring the entire animal up from the ramp to the fire. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. Those are the four different lotteries that were done. And God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay. But for now, we will stop right.